Each Monday, we spend some time talking about mental health issues, our Mentis Mindful Mondays program. And joining us right now is Alex Moreau, who is a counselor and working with children and teens through the Mentis program. Alex, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Did I pronounce your last name right?
You did. I'm very impressed.
How about that? You know, I'm one for one. I'm for it. So tell us a little bit about this work that you're doing. You're mainly working in the Calistoga area, is that correct?
That's true. I work for the Calistoga Elementary School, and I also work at the Calistoga Junior Senior High School. So it's a middle school and a high school combined. Mm-hmm. So we work with kids from kindergarten all the way to the 12th grade.
Very good. How young can we actually see kids who have need for some kind of counseling services? Do they start having that need as young as first and second grade?
They do, actually. I've had my clients can be sometimes 5 years old and in kindergarten. And, you know, you end up doing a lot more play therapy and things like that with the younger kids. But you can definitely see kids that young or even younger in therapy.
Yeah. And clearly, you know, there are, I assume, I'm not a scientist, but there are, you know, genetic predispositions to all kinds of psychological conditions. But for the most part, are you looking at kids who have cultural, let's say, home environment or family environment problems that are causing these issues, or are they just inherently having these mental health concerns?
Definitely. I think most of the time at that young age, unless there's something developmentally going on where they're not meeting like their developmental markers, or there is, like you said, a genetic component to something quite specific, it's usually centered around what's going on with the family and in their environment that they're just reacting to.
Yeah. And what are those what are those things that are happening in the home?
Well, there's things such as domestic violence they might be witnessing, which of course can cause a lot of anxiety or anger. And, you know, socioeconomic issues. So if the family is, you know, struggling to make rent or find work, then that can definitely put a strain on the family as a whole.
And kids pick up on things even if there's nothing, you know, bold and overt that's happening, right? They can understand.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for survival, you really have to attach to your caregivers. So if your caregiver is very depressed or is very anxious, then you are going to kind of feel that and develop that synchronicity with them.
Do you have any sort of anonymous case history examples?
Sure, for a young client in particular, or for any of my clients?
Young clients in particular.
A young client in particular. So, let's see. I've definitely seen a lot of kids in Calistoga. So, I have had, you know, a child who was experiencing a lot of anxiety in the third grade. And she was so anxious to kind of get everything done perfectly, especially with school, and had a lot of separation anxiety from mom. And so sometimes you can see that if there is, you know, if there are some tough things going on in the home or if the parents are anxious, it can be difficult for the kids to detach from them, you know, and go to school for the day. They might worry about their parents not being okay. And so this little girl in particular, though, was very anxious to fail in school. And so if she got a question wrong on something, it would cause a lot of anxiety and panic for her. So we did an experiment where I talked, of course, with her teacher and her mom to make sure it was okay, but we had her not complete a homework assignment so she could see the actual consequences, which weren't very big. And she kind of discovered that the anxiety level she was having was a lot higher than it needed to be. So that's a situation that pops in my head.
Yeah, so that's sort of, that's a perspective problem, right?
Yeah, definitely. That she, you know, she was having this perception that if she didn't complete her homework, if she didn't know something and her parents couldn't help her with her homework, that she was going to either be in very big trouble or behind. And so that wasn't the case. You know, the teacher just had her stay in a little bit during recess to finish those questions, which is what happens with those grade levels at that school.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to separate from the idea that teachers today, and teachers always, and not today, teachers always have been, in essence, working as therapists or as psychologists, mm-hmm. right?
They do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, because, you know, in many families, you're spending more time, more awake, mm-hmm. more hours awake with the child as a teacher than their parents are spending.
Definitely. That's such a great point to make. And I definitely have so much respect for teachers because of that.
And I'm assuming you, in your work, you're very closely connected to the teachers. You're getting
a lot of feedback. Definitely with kids. You know, because their environment is so impactful, you really have to be willing to work with as many people in their environment as possible. So, you know, school staff, their parents, and the teachers. Mm-hmm. If you have everyone on board, especially for behavioral issues, that's really going to help support your client, and they're going to reach their goals so much faster. Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking here with Alex Moreau, who is a counselor, a mental health therapist for Mentis, and working with students in the Calistoga area, specifically Calistoga Unified School District students, and providing some counseling as kids deal with depression and violence, family issues, academic problems that may result from all of that. Do you think, in your experience, is it worse now than it has been? Do we have societal influences that, you know, times change, time passes, and, you know, new pressures come along, new concerns? What's your feeling about that?
Right. You know, I think that the way that we respond to stress and traumatic events, it's different for every individual, but I think in general, it may be about the same, but, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe if I had about 20 years experience, I could say a little more to that.
Yeah.
But, and I'm in maybe my fourth year, you know, doing this work specifically.
Enough.
But, you know, there's a lot of value, I think, to the fact that, you know, we do respond in these ways.
Yeah.
And I think it can be somewhat of a fluctuation depending on things going on, like mm-hmm. the fires recently.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely saw a big increase in mental health issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're still treating those reactions. Right?
Yeah. So. Takes a while to get over that threat and the fear and uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What specific techniques and treatments do you use, or what processes do you mm-hmm. use to work with these kids?
Sure. Well, especially with the young ones, we're doing a lot of play and art therapy, and they also can do calming strategies. So we use diaphragmatic breathing. We make sure that they're breathing properly to get as much oxygen to decrease their heart rate and anxiety. And things like guided imagery or progressive relaxation are really good in helping their bodies relax, and that's for all ages. And then we talked about, you know, collaborating with parents and teachers, and there might be some referrals to the parents that can be very helpful, such as Triple P is a referral a lot of parents get in Calistoga for parenting. And yeah, behavioral charts,
mm-hmm.
Working on identifying feelings, and just educating them that their experience, you know, is normal to the event that they may have just experienced, mm-hmm. and that's okay. And I think some level of acceptance for anybody can really be changing them and being able to move forward.
Very good. Talking again here with Alex Moreau, who is a therapist with Mentis and our Success Speaks session for today. Quick break. We'll come back with more on the KVON Morning Show after this. And we're back. It's 7:20 on the dot. It's Monday, May 21st. It's our Mindful Mondays Success Speaks program for today, brought to you by Mentis. Alex Moreau is a counselor working with children all the way down to the lowest elementary grades up through high school level in Calistoga. And we've been learning a little bit about the issues that kids are having these days and how they get dealt with. You know, one of the big undeniable facts is that the way you're raised, the culture you're brought up in, will definitely influence how you feel about getting help. And I mean that in a kind of a general sense. It might mean you go to the doctor very often when you know, some parents take their kids to the doctor every time they have a sniffle. And in other families and cultures, it's no, there's nothing wrong with you, you'll be fine. And the same can be applied to mental health issues, right? So you've got cultural issues that you're always dealing with there.
Definitely, yes.
How do you approach that?
So I approach that first by just kind of asking people and these kids what they think of therapy or if they've been in therapy before. So I get a little bit of a background on if they've already maybe bridged that with their families or if this is the first time. And we just really talk about it. Even with the, you know, the younger kids, you can really reframe that into a positive.
Uh-huh. That might become a challenge is you might have a child in the family who's responding to what's happening with some mental health treatment, but parents might still be, you know, reluctant. Is that an issue?
Sure. Sometimes they might be reluctant for themselves. They may want the child to get treatment and for the problem, like whatever they're expressing, to go away. And you do, as a therapist, really have to communicate with them that there is this bigger picture that we're all a part of, you know, and that we all have to do some work and reflection if we do want to help this child, you know, with these symptoms that they're presenting.
Now, clearly, in this kind of work, you're hoping to see positive results. Are you seeing results, and in what way?
Oh, yes, so many results. I really see a lot of positive changes. Kids are so resilient. You know, they haven't had as much time to build up certain ideas about themselves like we do as adults. So they're really, like, open to playing and changing and I see a lot of change very quick with kids, and that just matters really with anyone. How much effort you put in is what you're going to get out of the experience, and same with if it's little kids, their parents. You know, the more on board they are, the more open they are to try new things with the kids to help them calm themselves or whatever it may be, the better that it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. All right, and so we always want to wrap up by mentioning that mental health services are available for people throughout the community, regardless of income and financial position. Mm-hmm. And you can contact Mentis to find out more about that and visit their website or give a phone call. Pretty easy to find, right? They're all over the county.
Definitely, yes. And we have a Facebook as well, facebook.com/MentisNapa, and you can just look us up online, Mentis, and give us a call and make an appointment. There may be a little waiting list, but we try to get through as many people as we can.
Very good. Alex Moreau has been our guest. Thank you for your work, and keep
thank
going.
You.
All right.
Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Happy
Have a great day.
Take care.